maybe, well, about this size, maybe it's got claws on it.
Crawfish?
Okay. And something you hear making a croaking noise around the lake at night.
Bullfrog?
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of a frog that gets up in the tree, real small?
Tree frogs?
Mm-hmm. Any other small kind of frog?
You got a toad frog.
Where does he stay?
Around dry dirt, mostly around the house.
Uh-huh. And a hard-shelled animal that can...
Turtle?
Mm-hmm. What different kinds?
They got a soft shell that's good for eating.
Are they from the water or land? Or?
No, soft shell. Turtle stays in the water. And they have a hard-shelled turtle, and then they got a terrapin. Mm-hmm. A little terrapin goes cross country.
Where does the hard-shelled turtle stay?
They mostly stay in water around lakes or mm-hmm. something, but sometimes the water hole gets dry, well, they'll move across land.
Mm-hmm. And say if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go.
What? Ask somebody else.
Huh?
Ask somebody else.
Okay, so you say, so then you went and...
Ask somebody else.
And he'd say, you're the second person who's...
Asked me that.
And you'd ask, what time does the movie...
Start?
Or another word for that. What time does it...
Begin?
You say, it must have already...
Begun?
And 10 minutes ago it...
Began?
And you say, he was feeling so good that instead of walking, he...
Just ran.
Okay, and he has...
Run.
Okay, and... He likes to
run.
And kind of insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into the light.
Lamp bug?
Huh?
Lamp bug.
Okay. What about something that eats holes in your wool clothes?
Moth.
Huh?
Moth.
Okay. Talk about several of those. You talk about several.
Moth.
Okay. Moth. What's a lamp bug look like?
A lamp bug?
Mm-hmm.
A little black bug with wings on it.
What's the bug that you grab and you get sort of a powder in your hand? Is that the lamp
bug? That's a lamp bug, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And an insect that has a light in its tail?
Lightning bug.
And one that'll bite you and make you itch? An insect that flies around at night?
Well, they got I don't know.
Well, it carries malaria.
Oh, a mosquito.
Uh-huh.
But I was thinking about something else that used to... We had some mimosa trees,
uh-huh.
And it was a bug that come and eat all the leaves off of them, and they could get on your hand, and if you touched the bug while he was on your hand,
uh-huh.
He let off a juice or something, and it made a clear blister. And I was trying to think, we called them blister bugs, but that wasn't the right name, but I never did know really what they was called, but they was on mimosa trees.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have mimosa?
Yeah.
Well,
but I never saw those.
They'd eat all the leaves off the mimosa trees, and if one of them, and they got so bad, if the door opened just for a minute, they just fill the house full. And then if one of them got on you,
mm-hmm.
And you happen to touch him with anything, your shirt or anything.
Mm-hmm. Were they very big?
No, they was little bitty bugs. But they was...
I don't think I've seen them.
But they was made a clear blister just like you'd burnt yourself.
Uh-huh.
And it would burn just like you'd burnt yourself.
Uh-huh.
I never did know the name.
Mm-hmm.
But we call them blister bugs because they would make a
mm-hmm.
clear...
What about a little red insect that'll get on you if you go through the woods? A tiny
tick?
Tick.